My name is Arna Sahu, podcast host of Arna's News, and this is a year-end review for 2023. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Arna's News year-end review. I wanted to take this episode as a final recap of what happened this year because, you know, 2023, in my opinion, kind of flew by. Thank you so much for tuning into these episodes, and if you are a newcomer, my name is Arna, and I'm a sophomore in high school who's been running this channel for the past 4 years to encourage younger girls to pursue STEM through female professional interviews. As you've probably seen, there wasn't an episode last week because of finals. I'm in high school, and final exams are a bit hectic, but I want to give this episode as a final closure to 2023. You know, I haven't actually had a podcast episode where I sit down and talked with you in quite a while. Ever since episode 13 and above, it's been me asking questions to others, but the episodes prior to that, you know, what can a middle schooler say to you? It's been 4 years since I've been publishing episodes, making questions, and reaching out to female professionals on social media and LinkedIn. In fact, follow me on LinkedIn, just type in my name, Arna Sahu. Regardless, I am extremely grateful that you've tuned onto this podcast, whether this is the first episode you're listening to or if you've joined in from my prior episodes. This year, I really didn't know if I would continue this channel. It just started off as a whim with reaching out to people in February, and slowly it took off. I've been pretty consistent with episodes, in my opinion, juggling this, school with several AP classes, and extracurriculars like being a student athlete with field hockey. But thank you for tuning into this channel nevertheless. This episode is a summary of our past year together, and in particular, I want to tell you some cool events that happened in 2023 that I'm extremely happy with, and memorable episodes that you've probably tuned in, and also my personal favorites, if you will. Starting off strong, this podcast channel was nominated as one of the top 60 best women in STEM podcasts to listen to in 2023 by FeedSpot, and later on, held by the Tech Interactive Museum, I spoke with the CMO, Chief Marketing Officer of Zoom, now CEO at Neat, Janine Pelosi, in a conference full of 300 attendees geared up with a mic, and was officiated with questions as the interviewer on stage. It was pretty surreal, and it was my first taste at being recognized with something I truly enjoyed. My episode with Jill and Finlayson was featured on the Tech Woman website, and I was featured on Almaden and Evergreen Times. My podcast Instagram page grew surprisingly from 45-ish followers to now 3,138 followers as I'm recording this segment. Even this year, I got a fully fledged podcast equipment and have been working hard to maintain this website, which is a bit under construction under our podcast website link. Some memorable episodes that I wanted to share with you that you probably tuned into were episode 48 with Nicole Alonso, where we talked about navigating the startup world from a dropout college student to officiating seed rounds for Syro. Another memorable episode this year was episode 25 with Christine Gapuz, who talked about her nonlinear journey in the medical field and growing up as a local in San Jose. My personal favorites this year were two that really stood out, both in the conversation, but what I also learned as a person were episode 43 with Sonar Thakdi and episode 28 with Dr. Srimathi Kesan. Which each of these interviews, when I ended the call, I had this smile on my face because of how amazing the conversation went. With Sonar's episode, we talked about being open and outside of the box, while also having your own board of directors, if you will. Funny story with Dr. Srimathi, my parents were watching one of her episodes on a popular Indian TV channel, and she caught my eye. I reached out to her, and lo and behold, we were able to talk together, and as a founder of Space Kids India, she told her story of how she craved doing something more than being a homemaker in India to brighten up children's futures with STEM experiments. This year was truly astonishing in the progress that has accumulated, and I can't wait to see even more and be a part of an organization to truly make a difference in the world. We're going to be back in full swing the first week of January as a break for the holidays. For more updates, be sure to check out our social media handles, which is Arna's News on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. This is a goodbye to 2023, but also a warm welcome to 2024. Toodles!